Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 28th of November. The warnings of gales in Cromarty, German Bight, Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low German Bight 994 expected Poland 1010 by 1800 Thursday. High Scotland 1023 expected Belgium 1031 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra 40s. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4, then southerly 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in 40s. Showers, good. Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 3 or 4, becoming variable 3, then south 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in Cromarty. Showers, good. Fisher, north or northeast 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later. Showers, good. German Bight, north, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Thundery rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover, northwest 4 to 6, then becoming variable 4, then south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 3 or 4, veering southeast 4 to 6. Rain later in Plymouth. Moderate or good. Biscay. Cyclonic becoming southeast later 4 to 6. Occasional rain. Moderate or good. Trafalgar. Southeast veering southwest later 4 to 6. Occasional rain later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. Fitzroy. Sol. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in west. Thundery rain and showers. Good. Occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, but variable 3 or 4 at first in Irish Sea. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southeast, veering south later 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 for a time. Rain developing, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Perhaps severe gale 9 later in north. Rain later. Good. Becoming poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming south 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in Fair Isle. Showers, rain later. Good. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly becoming cyclonic later 6 to gale 8. Perhaps severe gale 9 later. Rain or snow later. Good. Occasionally very poor later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast 1, 30 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west, southwest 2, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Lerwick, west, northwest 2, recent rain. 16 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Wick, west 2, 19 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 2, 19 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Lucas, west by south 3, 30 miles, 1024, rising. Boomer, northwest by west 3, slight rain, 19 miles, 1022, rising. Bridlington, west northwest 3, 1020, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1021. St Catherine's Point Automatic, north by east 3, 1023, rising. Jersey, northeast by east 2, 27 miles, 1022, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east, northeast 4, 1023. Scilly Automatic, Southeast by east 4, 16 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 2, 9 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Aberporth, south, southeast 3, 22 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Valley, northeast 2, 15 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east, northeast 2, 5 miles, 1023, rising. Valentia, southeast by east 4, 27 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north 3, 27 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Malin Head, south, southeast 3, 24 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, east 2, 35 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 27th of November. General situation. An area of high pressure will drift steadily eastwards across the British Isles overnight and into Thursday, bringing a spell of quiet weather to all waters. However, a deep low over the near Atlantic will also move east to bring strong to gale force winds to many northern and western parts by the end of tomorrow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Then southerly 5 or 6 later, increasing 7 or gale 8 later near Rattray Head. Rain at first, rain later. Moderate or rough, occasionally poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then becoming south 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, good. Gibraltar Point to North Fortland. Northwesterly 5 or 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, fog patches for a time near shore. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time near shore. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, veering easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northerly, veering easterly 3 or 4, then veering southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers later in west. Good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Occasionally rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Fair, occasional drizzle later. Good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, east or southeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 5 or 6, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Mainly fair. Good. Lock Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in north, rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7. Occasionally gale 8 later in North Channel. Occasional drizzle later. Good. Occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintard to Ardnamurchan Point. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain later. Good. Becoming moderate or poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain later. Good. Becoming moderate or poor later. And Shetland Isles, west or northwest, backing southwest 3 to 5, then backing south 5 to 7 later. Rain or drizzle later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in Pakistan and the United States. Coming up, as Donald Trump threatens Mexico with tariffs, we look at the potential impact on its economy.
Mexican economy has to grow, and obviously these tariffs and these threats are very damaging to Mexico's growth prospects.
So how will it avoid those tariffs? We'll hear from a former Mexican foreign minister. And it's the busiest day of the year for US airports as we approach Thanksgiving. We'll hear from one of its largest airlines.
We'll have 480,000 people a day traveling during the Thanksgiving period. That's about 30,000 more per day than last year.
That's all coming up here on Business Matters. First, though, let's bring you the very latest BBC News.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The FBI has confirmed several threats against people chosen by Donald Trump to work in his administration. The agency said they included bomb threats and swatting incidents, where heavily armed police are summoned to an address under false pretenses. Mr. Trump's pick for UN Ambassador Elise Stefanik said she'd received bomb threats. Gary O'Donoghue is in Washington.
The FBI are saying that there were numerous bomb threats at various members of the incoming administration, nominees and appointees. We're hearing some reports that Pete Hegseth, the man who Donald Trump has nominated for Secretary of Defense, could have been targeted too, as well as Howard Lutnick, who is the nominee for Commerce Secretary. On top of that, we're hearing that the home or a former home of Matt Gaetz, the man who withdrew as the nominee for Attorney General, that his may have been a target as well.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum says she's had an excellent conversation with Donald Trump to discuss migration and drug trafficking. She says she told the US president-elect migrant caravans were not arriving at the border as they were being attended to in Mexico. The US envoy who helped negotiate the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah says it could bring an end to fighting in Gaza. Amos Hochstein told the BBC the ceasefire in Lebanon meant Hamas was now without allies, while Israel no longer had to fight a two-front war. He said Israel realised it had done enough in Lebanon.
There's always another Hezbollah guy to kill. There's always more territory that you can take here and there, another village. But at some point, you have to translate your military gains into an arrangement. Because if you just keep going, you have your own casualties, your own destruction. and you don't get to get your goal. The war goal here is not to eliminate Hezbollah. That's not what Israel ever said they wanted. Their goal was to bring